The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. We are going to do a simple pleasures episode today. We're just getting right into it. I have my friend Stasi here. Do people like announce you as Anastasia or Stasi?
Either Stasi, Anastasia, whatever you feel comfortable. Okay. I like it when girls come up to me. They're like Stasi. And I'm like, oh, we're besties.
Yes. It's like a cute
Anastasia's
nickname.
Is like more formal. Yeah, yeah. I like both.
Anastasia is such a pretty name.
It's long, though. So you can call me Stasi. Yeah. Stasi.
Well, Stasi has a podcast as well that I listen to, Confessions. Mm-hmm. So good. I actually found you originally, though, on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That was like the first platform I ever saw you.
Yeah, that's like my main.
Yeah, that's like platform. Your main thing. And now you do YouTube as well.
Yes.
But I feel like if you don't follow Stasi already, it's like I found you during specifically like the clean girl aesthetic phase of TikTok. You know what I mean? I feel like you were the master of that. Still are, obviously. But like I found you during that phase and I was just like obsessed with all your content because it's so useful for like the girly side of myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you'll need a new girly gal to follow.
Girly stuff.
I love it.
Do you think clean girl aesthetic is out though?
I don't think so. I think the idea that like, I think it was kind of like a trend, but I don't think that you were like doing it as a trend. I think that that's how you dress and how you like are. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
Yeah. Because there's like the mob wife vibe. I feel like all these little trends are just like takes on like various styles, obviously. Yeah. And I feel like clean girl is always going to be in. It's just classic.
It's classic.
Everyone wants to look clean. Everyone wants to look like model-esque, I guess.
Yeah, I love like the clean look, but I love like a fake lash. Like a corner lash. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But that's, you do it in a clean girl way. You know what I mean? Like it's very just true to you. So that's when I found you. It just like felt very authentic. And on TikTok, I find it kind of hard to, I guess, find girls I like to follow consistently. Like I'm more of a For You page scroller rather than like a My Following scroller. So you're one of the first ones I found though that I was like, okay, I have to see what she's doing. Okay, I have to go look at her content. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself for those who may not know you or those who follow you and just don't like know your background?
Yes, I am 26 years old. I am Greek. I live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I recently got married. Well, recently. I got married like a couple years ago. We had like our official ceremony and then we had our wedding in May last year. Recently moved to Los Angeles and I am a content creator. Mm-hmm. I always like cringe saying influencer.
Yeah,
do you
really
feel the
hard.
Same way?
It's really uncomfortable. Aww. I'll do literally backflips.
Yeah.
Verbal backflips in order to not say the word influencer because I think content creator also just like makes more sense. Because honestly, right now I'm doing a lot of like content for brands.
Yeah.
I'm realizing. So maybe I am a content creator.
You're a content creator.
Well, I'll say podcast. That's what you could say.
You're a podcaster.
I'm a podcaster. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll usually claim. Mm-hmm. So when did you start creating content?
I started, I feel like, as a lot of people during COVID, like I was working full time, but I was really unhappy. I really wanted to do something else. And I started just like posting stuff that I enjoyed watching, like little routines and vlogs and watching back my first videos. I'm like, oh. She's so young. She doesn't know anything. And just like posted everything. Like every single day I started posting and it kind of like started from there. I didn't have one video that kind of blew up. It was like my constant posting that helped.
Well, you're very consistent again with that whole aesthetic. I feel like you just found your niche and you really stuck to it. Mm-hmm. That's something I'm trying to get more used to on social media. But I always tell my friends, like, especially friends who want to use social media to leverage their business that they have or whatever it is, you just have to be consistent and find your little pillars and then like consistently keep posting those. Because I saw like, for example, Nara Smith. Okay. I mentioned her a long time ago on this podcast, because typically when I do a solo, I start with a content corner. And she didn't have that many followers at the time. But I was like, I just love her content. I know exactly what I'm going to get when I go to Nara Smith. I know like it's going to be a few different types of content, like a blog, some kind of cooking, something like that. And people love to know what they're going to expect or what to expect, I guess. So like mm-hmm. when I think about like, okay, what's Dazi up to? I'm like, I already know what kind of content I'm going for, but it's just like a new version of that content that I like. So when my friends ask, like my friend Iman even was starting to get kind of on TikTok, and she's not a content creator for her job, but so many people do it kind of like adjacent to their job, I guess. And I'm just like, you need to get on there and just do three separate pillars. She like plays golf, so she's doing like some golf stuff. I'm like, you need to put your would you rathers, because she does the most diabolical would you rather questions. You need to do that. So we went through her pillars. I feel like everyone can really benefit from knowing what you like and then choose a few pillars and then continue to build. Because when, for example, Nara Smith, when she hit that like kind of like really intense like success rate kind of, she like blew up almost. It's because she already had this backlog of content that everyone was going to like, because they found like a video or two that really blew up, or three videos or whatever. And she was so consistent that like it was just like a bank of content to choose from when you're watching her stuff. Because like you have to build up that, I guess, the consistency, because it's not going to happen overnight. Typically, it's just like you do it for a while and someone finds it and then they're like, oh my God, I have to go watch all of her videos now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's such a good, I feel like, tip for any kind of content creator out there. So what were you doing before?
So I was working at a gallery. I was like an assistant type role. I was doing their social media and all that type of stuff. And I really liked it. I just didn't like the people I was working with. I didn't like the environment. I was like, I just want something different. Mm-hmm. And before then I was in college for art direction. So I was like, all kind of ties in with content creation stuff. It's all about
very
art
adjacent
and creating art. And yeah, I've been doing this for a few years now. We also have something in common.
Yeah.
We have the same manager.
We do. Wait, I forgot about that. Yes. Sasha's been trying to get us together forever.
Yeah, since I moved here. She's like, you have to meet
me. You've been out of town. I've been out of town. I'm freaking moving. When I'm recording this, y'all, I'm moving in 2 days.
By the time you hear this, she's going to be gone.
I'm in Milwaukee already at this point, mm-hmm. which is so freaking wild. It's so fun. I'm sad I'm leaving a little bit, because I feel like now DBA, the people who manage me, I feel like they've gotten all these great clients over the last couple of years that I'm like, Sasha, set me up like with everyone you're managing, because they're like, everyone's so cool. And I feel like Sasha is so good at choosing who she's representing.
Well, she's representing us, duh.
Well, right, yeah. I think that's one thing that people don't realize, that the manager has to like match with you. You know what I mean? Like I put my name in the ring for DBA, and they were just like, I kind of like cold emailed them actually. And I was like, hey, looking for management, blah, blah, blah. And then Sasha like chose to reach out to me to be my manager, which is actually like really interesting. It's like a matchmaking process.
Yes.
And you have to like chat on the phone for a little bit and be like, are we a good match? Like it's literally dating.
You have to have good chemistry, and don't be afraid to reach out to companies that represent talent. Don't be afraid to reach out to beauty companies that you want to like use their stuff, and maybe they'll pay you down the line. This is like a really good lesson for everyone listening that wants to pursue content creation, and it's never too late. I would say that in my podcast, it's never too late. You can definitely start. There's so many new creators that, you know, pop up every single month.
Yeah.
Just start emailing people and
start emailing. It's just such a good side hustle, honestly, too. I love the freedom that this job, let's say you have a normal, like a 9-to-5 or you work a lot. It's so easy if you're going to do it, let's say, as a side hustle first, not as your full-time job. It's so easy to just like add into your life, because like creating TikToks, fucking easy. Record on TikTok, be like, this is my favorite thing this month. Mm-hmm. Okay, post it. Like it's the easiest little side hustle. So if you're looking, I know this isn't really going to be an episode about content creation, but like we're giving some tips up top. Yeah, just in case anyone wants any like
tips.
They need the extra push of like, yeah, I should try it out. Because I feel like I get a lot of questions in my Ask P episodes about side hustles and starting one and then starting the content and all that stuff. I feel like it's just such a low lift thing to start as almost like a hobby.
It's a hobby. It's a little bit vulnerable if you're shy at the start, but it's definitely worth pursuing. And when I started doing this, I had a full-time job and I did this on the side. And once I was able to afford to live, then I quit my job. Yeah. I was also saving money. So when I was at the job I hated, I was like, I'm going to save every single dollar I can just so I'm allowed to quit down the line. And I have a good chunk saved.
You were prepped.
Also, I was making money content creating by the time I quit. So I was like, okay, I have some money on the side. I'm making money through this. Let me just push myself So that is take the another
leap.
Tip.
Yeah. Really taking the leap is actually so scary. I took the leap, I kind of did like side jobs when I first started too. Mm-hmm. Cause I like just wasn't fully, I took the leap. I moved out here after college, but I just didn't, I had to supplement with, you know, other things. Cause it just like, it wasn't the same, like literally 8 years ago as mm-hmm. it is now. The opportunity, I guess. Today's episode is sponsored by Truly. If there's one thing my friends and I love on the weekend and sometimes during the week, it's getting together for a little girls' night. Especially on the weekend, we do like a little pregame, like before we go out and stuff, we have like some girls' time. And one thing we absolutely need to have is something crisp and refreshing to drink, and that's where an ice cold hard seltzer comes in. Sometimes the flavors can be a little bit iffy, but with Truly, we always get something that all of us want. We're super excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. Basically, there's a flavor for everyone, which makes it perfect for you and your friends. My favorite is the watermelon one. I really like them all. Like, I thought raspberry was my favorite, and then I tried the watermelon one, and there's something about that one. It is so freaking good. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and new party pack. This is one of those things I just kind of like to have on hand at my house, especially if I'm going to someone's house. I don't like to show up empty-handed, so bringing a case of Truly, especially in particular that party pack, is such a cool thing because I feel like people are always excited to see me when I have a little bit of hard seltzer on me, you know what I mean? Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. With only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. Unless your resolution was to have not as much fun. Can't really help you there. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. We will quick write into today's topic, our simple pleasures. So for me, when it comes to simple pleasures, I kind of define it as something small, maybe inexpensive. I mean, some of mine are slightly expensive because it's the experience of it all, but maybe inexpensive things that I can do day to day to make myself just feel good. I think that I am a depressed girly. So like as many like little happiness moments as I can find through the day helps me be more grateful for things in general, which overall lifts my spirits. You know what I mean? But it has to be those little things that keep me going through the day. Because sometimes when you're like that, when you're like me, getting out of bed is the worst fucking thing in the world. You're just like, why? I don't want to do this. So I give myself little things to look forward to that are just kind of low lift. And typically I'll sprinkle these in my morning routine or in my nighttime routine, but there's also little things, you know, throughout the day that I do as well. So I'm going to start with mine. I'll start with one of mine and then I want to hear your list. So for example, in the morning, one of my simple pleasures is splashing my face with ice cold water, like just so cold. I don't wash my face in the morning, so I just splash my face with water. I have my little Clean Skin Club towels.
Love those.
Just
love
pat those. My face dry. I'm like, oh my God, we're so cute. Also, by the way, when I bought those, I didn't realize why they were so expensive because really they are like wipes. You know what I mean?
Tissue.
Really tissue. But one, I'm going to start cutting mine in half because they're so humongous. I don't need all that. Two, I didn't realize it was like I'm buying like 4 boxes at once. Cause I literally was like, why is it $50? Then I was like, oh, it's hundreds of towels. You know what I mean? I thought I was buying much less, but those have been so worth it for me. Splashing my face, blotting my face with that. Cause it makes me feel like I'm just like luxe, doing a little face mist and then putting on my moisturizer. That's all I do in the morning. I feel like it gets me up. I do a little face massage around my eyes. And then that's kind of my morning quote unquote skincare and SPF of course, but like, I feel like that's a little less sexy in the morning. I hate putting, you know what I actually hate? I hate putting on sunscreen. That is a morning simple unpleasure of mine.
Yeah.
But I do you. It.
It's sticky and gross.
Sticky,
and
like, it's gross. I'm not a big fan of the way
you know it's
going
to break you out.
Exactly. So that's an example of like a morning pleasure. That's a couple in a row that I do, but that's simple, like freezing cold on my face. I love it. I also have an ice roller or sometimes I'll just do ice if I'm out of town or something. Mm-hmm. But can you give us some simple pleasures of your own?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to say with the towels, I love them. I use them all the time. Mm-hmm. And what I do is whenever I use one, I literally like wipe the entire counter and stuff, like everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like wiping the products. I'm like, I'm not wasting this.
Yes,
after I wipe my face, I'm like, I got to sweep around.
So it helps you keep things clean.
Yeah.
We love that. Okay.
Definitely.
That's an added benefit.
So some of my simple pleasures, because we talked about like morning routines and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll start with my morning. And I love waking up in fresh bed sheets.
Okay.
And just like crisp, fresh bed sheets. And I invest in my bed sheets. My favorite ones are by Frette.
Okay.
It's my favorite brand. They're so luxe. And it's the ones that the Four Seasons uses mm-hmm. at their hotel. I'm like, oh, this feels so amazing. And I
How
like
do you spell that, by the way?
Frette.
Okay, good.
And they have this section Hotel by Frette, which is what I use. Mm-hmm. And they're so good that you feel like you're waking up in a luxurious hotel. Mm-hmm. And then I like to wash my sheets with the Glamorous Diva Wash. It's very specific and it needs to be the Glamorous Diva Wash.
Okay.
Because it smells divine. It is on the expensive side, but it just makes me, it's a simple pleasure. It's just like waking up in fresh, crisp bed sheets in a fresh pair of PJs mm-hmm. just like makes my morning.
Okay.
And then I like to take time and drink my coffee and journal. And I don't like to use my phone during that time, mm-hmm. but like actually like enjoy it. And I grew up watching my mom drinking her coffee in the morning. My mom has worked her entire life.
Okay.
And she would take the time to drink her coffee in the morning. And it was like her ritual. And I would mm-hmm. watch her and I would smell the coffee. And it was so delicious. I was not allowed to drink it, but it was like her time where she would drink it slowly and just like write notes about her day. And I was like, this is amazing. So doing that has helped my days become so much more productive and I feel better. I like take my time to drink my coffee slowly. And my mm-hmm. husband always makes fun of me because of it, because I drink my coffee so slow, but it's just like a ritual for me.
So like how slow are we talking? Like how long
We're talking
does it take
like 40 minutes.
Okay.
For a cappuccino.
Does it? Okay. For a cappuccino.
I wet my whistle. I don't drink. I wet my whistle.
Okay. Got it. Got it. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
So you're really, it's kind of like European of you mm-hmm. to like really take in that moment. I feel like I've done an episode because I went to Europe briefly like last year or 2 years ago. And I just noticed all these little things. Obviously, like every time I go to Europe, I'm like, which is not a ton. Okay. I don't want to be like, well, every time I go to Europe. But when I do get the opportunity to go, I notice how much, I guess, more slowly things happen in those more important, especially like morning moments, or especially anytime you're around a dinner table, a lunch table, a breakfast table. I feel like everyone's just very present.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the coffee. You make yourself a cappuccino.
Yes.
You make these at home, obviously. Mm-hmm. What do you use?
I make it better than any coffee shop. Like,
okay.
You know how people are like, I made my coffee at home. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I like, that's my favorite type of coffee. Like, okay. I drink it every day. Like, how do you not like your own coffee?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do a double shot of espresso. I take the almond milk.
Okay.
And I add it to my frother. And then I do a splash of creamer, almond milk creamer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just mix the two of those and it's delicious. It's so good.
What do you
use
for your espresso machine?
I have the Nespresso Vertuo pods.
Okay,
and I do the double shot mm-hmm. and it tastes really delicious. I also like to do warm lemon water with some Celtic salt first thing before the coffee. And that's supposed to really hydrate you and it's supposed to be amazing for you. My mom put me on this and she was like, you have to. And
I love that you got some of your happy, like morning grounded, you know, routine from your mom.
Yes.
That's like the kind of mom I want to be. Oh, my kids don't like want to copy me.
I'm obsessed with my mom.
Yeah. Really?
I want to be exactly like my mom.
Oh my God. That's so
And
cute.
The older I get, the more I become like my mom. And the older I get, the more the moments where I was like, I hate you, mom. You're not cool. I'm like, I'll be the same with my kids.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. She was right.
She was right. She was so right.
I feel like my mom was right about some things, but I'm not really like a I want to be exactly like my mom kind of person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like some of my friends, I attract people with a similar type of dynamic to their mom, to me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I've never really had a lot of my friends be like, I'm obsessed with my mom. I love my mom. I really do. But like, it was a more complicated relationship, I think.
Yes.
And I talk about it kind of, I've recently started opening up about it more on the podcast. But my point is, like that simple statement that you just made is the cutest thing I've ever heard. And I hope that that's how my daughter feels one day.
She will. You're cool. You're going to be a cool mom. I can feel it.
I appreciate that. You too.
Yeah.
We talked about this somewhat recently, right? We went to coffee recently lunch recently and just like literally had 2 hours of dreaming of our future and then shit talking. And it was so fun.
Oh, it was
Sometimes
so cathartic.
You need a little release.
I felt so good afterwards.
Yes.
I'm like, oh,
perfect.
This is
euphoric.
So good.
Okay. So we got the coffee, your journal. Do you do the 5-minute journal or do you do something else?
So I have my own journal.
Okay.
And I created it because I couldn't find something that was exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's quick and it takes 5 minutes to fill out and it makes me feel amazing. And it's basically, I start off by writing my affirmations, my ams. I'm telling mm-hmm. myself who I am before the world tells me who I am, before I open my phone yeah. and I get all these comments. So I write like really empowering affirmations to me. Like I'm powerful, I'm confident, I'm strong. I'm love, I'm light, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. then I like to write a quick to-do list of things I need to accomplish today. I then like to do my manifestation and mm-hmm. I just write quick sentences of some things I want to see come to life. Also things that I'm already living, like mm-hmm. manifestations that I'm living in the present, and also take time to give my thanks to the universe. Like, thank you for this amazing weather and sunshine. And thank mm-hmm. you, you know, for like the randomest things. And every yeah. day it's something different. But mm-hmm. being grateful, I think, is the most important simple pleasure in this life.
Yeah.
And really being grateful about the simple things is being able to enjoy those simple pleasures. Like mm-hmm. just being super thankful about everything, like taking time to be appreciative of your coffee in the morning mm-hmm. and your journal and the sunshine and things that you normally wouldn't be grateful
kind of
for.
Skip over.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Over. Like you hurry through your morning routine. That's kind of how I am. Also, what time do you wake up?
I like to wake up around 7 to 7:30.
Okay. And I could picture you. I didn't know if you were going to go like 7, 7:30, I feel like is early. That's like my goal.
Yeah.
I don't always get there. But I could also see you just being like, I wake up at 5:45 a.m.
I wish. I love yeah. my sleep too much. Yesterday I slept at like 10 p.m. and I woke up at like 7:30 today. I'm like, damn.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Well, we're supposed to have like 9 hours of sleep as women.
Yes.
I've recently learned, which I need to get on. It's really hard for me to get 8. So like the 9, I'm like, damn, I really got to like start fucking focusing. You know, it's going to be easy to do in Milwaukee. Sleep. Because it's going to be freezing outside. And I'm just going to, all I'm going to want to do is lay in bed.
Lay in bed.
So I'll get to that for sure. Okay. So we've got, you wake up in your crisp sheets. We've got the lovely morning scent going on. You're having your coffee, your water before your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this routine because it's so simple. And I love that you say you take a while to drink your coffee because it also mm-hmm. allows you the moment to have your gratitude in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that must be so grounding. My last question about your morning routine, where do you do this? Like, where are you sitting in your house?
So for me, my number one is I have to get out of bed. Like mm-hmm. I can't make my coffee and get back into bed. I feel like that will not make me a productive person. So I have to wake up. I like to do this on my dining table. Like I want to write. I want to be mm-hmm. able, I can't do that on the sofa.
Yeah. Is your husband home when you're doing this?
Yes.
Is he watching you? Just
yes.
like, what are you writing today?
Yeah. He's like chilling. He's like, I don't know. Like I let her do her manifestation things. He's not like that.
Yeah.
He's not very woo like I am. He's very like,
yeah,
logic.
Well, men don't really have the magic anyway. Sometimes
they don't.
We have the manifestation magic, obviously.
Yeah. And one time it was so funny. He actually told me about this. The other day, I was like, do you ever like read my journal? Mm-hmm. He was like, when we started dating, like one time I like opened a page to see what you're writing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm love, I'm light. And he was like, I just closed it immediately.
I don't need to know this.
He was like, this is so boring. I thought your journal would be like juicy gossip.
It was just like sweet, innocent, I'm beautiful, love, angelic. Okay, so moving on. Some other simple pleasures post morning routine or whatever continuation of your morning mm-hmm. routine.
I think the number one simple pleasure for me is really romanticizing my alone time
mm-hmm.
and like taking myself out on dates
mm-hmm.
and really like feeling like I'm in a movie, like trying out a new coffee shop
mm-hmm.
and listening to my favorite podcast while I walk and go to different shops. And like romanticizing that alone time for me is the simplest pleasure
yeah.
ever. Like it's my favorite thing to do. And I like to do it at least a couple times a week where, you know, I go on my alone walk and
mm-hmm.
take
where
myself
do you walk?
Out on a
date. Well, I don't want to like dox you wherever you walk, but like, do you walk around your neighborhood or do
yeah.
you go somewhere? Do you hike?
I'll hike. I like mm-hmm. to hike. I like to walk to the Grove. The Grove is really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to do it on a weekday because
yeah.
it does get really busy on the yeah. weekends. I like to go to the mall, Century mm-hmm. City. Super
I freaking
fun.
Love. When I enter Century City, that's one thing I do alone. I do not go to Century City Mall with people. For those of you who don't live in LA or know Century City, it's basically this massive outdoor mall. And like, it's extra clean. It has like the best stores. I could spend, there's some kind of like, they do that thing in Vegas, I feel like, where they pump oxygen, like extra oxygen in there. I mean, I know it's open air, but like there's something happening in there
yeah.
with the smell or the something, because I'll go in there And I'll just get lost and spend money. And it feels like I'm spending Monopoly money when I go in there. I'm just like, whatever, it's Century City Mall. I'll have a little drink. I go to Cha-Cha Matcha, mm-hmm. get a matcha lemonade, have some lunch or something. It is truly like a, you enter and it's like you just, you could spend 8 hours in there and it's not like a moment has passed. Mm-hmm. And then you exit and you're like, what the fuck just happened? I just blacked out that mm-hmm. entire time.
Literally.
So I love walking around Century City Mall. I've also brought my dog around Century City Mall to get her used to like people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're big mall goers around here.
And not even buying anything. Mm-hmm. I rarely buy anything.
Yeah.
I just like walk around, people listen watch. To my podcast, yeah. people watch. I like to, another simple pleasure is just walking to the beach and like watching the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to do this either by myself or with my husband, with friends, but just like watching the sunset, that is to me ultimate self-care,
mm-hmm.
hearing the sound of the waves and just like drinking a cup of tea or something. That yeah. to me, it does not get better than that.
I now understand, I guess in my life, I think as humans, we're always drawn to like the sunrise and the sunset, like the beauty of it all. But my grandparents, my entire life have sat on the back porch wherever they are and drank their sweet tea, like iced sweet tea, and just watched the sunset. And it's one of my favorite things to do now. It's something I'm more excited about because when we're moving to Milwaukee, we have like a better view because right now I don't really have a view. I'm like on the first floor and everything's all like obstructed. So I don't really see the sunset from my place anymore. But now we're like more in a high rise and I'm so excited to watch it set over like the city and just like enjoy that moment.
Because mm-hmm.
like when I lived in downtown LA, we lived in a high rise and my roommate and I, it was the same thing every day. Okay. Like the sunset looks pretty similar every single day. We were the second the sun was setting, taking photos on our phone, just being like, it's so majestic and beautiful. It really is such a simple pleasure getting somewhere visually to see that. Mm-hmm. I also know it's good for your circadian rhythm
really?
To see like the sun in the morning and then like watch it set in the afternoon mm-hmm. or in the evening. Per Andrew Huberman, but so that's a clinical reason to go watch the sunsets. It's literally your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's prescribed a sunset viewing from now on. What else was I going to say about your, just walking around and having your alone time. I feel like one thing that makes my alone time really romantic is not only obviously a podcast or music or something like that, but pre-planning it. So being like, okay, it's Sunday today. I'm going to have my alone time on. I have an open space on Tuesday. I have an open space on Thursday and on Friday morning. And this is my alone time. I'm going to go. I literally, it's in my calendar, like take myself on a date or like walk around, you know, outside the mall, take my dog somewhere. I schedule it in. So then like the whole week, I'm like looking forward to this time, even mm-hmm. though I live alone. I do everything alone. It just is like something that I've planned. You know what I mean? I feel like that makes it really romantic and sweet and it's free to plan ahead.
Also, another one is on that walk, like I'll grab fresh flowers. Mm-hmm. And that is just like ultimate simple mm-hmm. pleasure. I feel on top of the world. I feel like I'm in a coming of age movie.
Yes.
Buying myself flowers and my hot girl
there
walk.
There is that element of like, you kind of have to picture yourself in a romantic comedy.
Yes.
Like you have to. That's the romanticization of it all. Romanticization? I don't know. Don't listen to me, y'all. I feel like that's a huge part of it is like the outer perspective of just like you viewing you mm-hmm. walking down the street with a fresh, you know, bouquet of flowers.
Yes.
I think that's beautiful.
I love it. Going to the farmer's market on a Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
grabbing fresh ingredients and going back to your kitchen and making a really good, delicious breakfast.
Yes.
With eggs and fruit or cooking a meal with a friend or your significant other. I feel mm-hmm. like that is so romantic and you're drinking a red glass of wine
mm-hmm.
and you're dancing in the kitchen and it looks silly, but you feel so good. Like
yes.
those are the best moments in life. Does it feel good buying something expensive? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel good, you know, wearing nice things? Yeah. But when you really think about it, the moments that are in your heart, when you go back to where you daydream the most are mm-hmm. those moments where you're dancing in the kitchen and you're walking and watching the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are the golden, simple pleasures in life that are the best moments in life.
Yeah, really are.
When you're on your deathbed, morbid conversation, but like, that's what you think about. You don't mm-hmm. think about that time you bought a pair of shoes, mm-hmm. you know?
It's really, I think, a quality of life thing because it's these little moments that are attainable to everyone that you can just indulge in for a second. And it's the, you know, cooking together, I think is such a good one. Even cooking alone, like me living mm-hmm. by myself for the past year, I would always pour myself some kind of mocktail or glass of wine if I had some wine on me, and take some time to slow down and cook. I think that that's such a beautiful thing. And also it's kind of like become a little bit of a hobby.
It's a meditation.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a meditation. You feel so much better. Like what I like to do is I'll order one of those like silly coloring books on Amazon and I'll make myself a green tea and I'll watch the sunset and I'll like draw on my little coloring mm-hmm. book and I'm like, oh, this is just so nice and wholesome. And you have to do it and you cannot feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. Simple pleasures in life cannot have the word guilt attached to them. Make mm-hmm. sure that when you're doing your hot girl walk by yourself and you're buying yourself flowers, do not feel guilty.
Yes.
I feel like that is just not gonna.
That's why I think that's the reason why I love scheduling it in so much, because I feel like if I have my time accounted for, like if I have the other things I need to get done, I put it in during a time when I know I have some free time, I feel less guilt because I feel like I'm more in control of, okay, this is my allotted time to chill the fuck out. This is my allotted time to relax. And there's something about it that helps me as a very type A person with a lot of anxiety put in that time and then understand like I can really give it up to the universe at that point and just be like, all right, I'm here, I'm present. It's just helpful to me. That's mm-hmm. a little helpful tip of my own. So what other ones do you have? Is that your list for us?
No, I have more. I have thousands.
Please give me it.
Simple pleasures.
I'm going to pull up also at the end here. We'll share some ones from the audience because I got a few.
Also, complimenting people when you're walking down the street. Not when you're walking down the street, but like you're getting a coffee and you like the girl's nails. Be like, I love your nails. Like as an introvert, mm-hmm. I sometimes get like intimidated. I'm like, I'm going to sound so stupid, but I'm like, just say it. Mm-hmm. It's going to make their day. Make sure you're complimenting people. It'll make them feel good. It'll make you feel good.
It makes you feel so good, especially when you're giving like a genuine, almost like niche compliment. I love watching someone's face, especially if it's niche. Be like, I'm glad you noticed kind of thank you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus like, oh, thanks so much. Like a canned response. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So that's such a good one. Complimenting people. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also, another one for me is the same way a morning routine is so important, a night routine is very important for me. Mm-hmm. It is a simple pleasure. I do look forward to my nighttime routine. It is something that I crave and I love making myself a big glass of like chamomile tea. I drink it every single night without fail.
Do you put anything in it?
No, just chamomile tea. And I'll do, even if I'm on vacation, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And I make it every night. I like to drink it and like be in my bed, like read my book or watch a show with my husband. We like to watch MasterChef. We're like obsessed with MasterChef.
Oh my gosh. I've actually addicted. Never seen a single episode of MasterChef.
You have to start it with Joe.
Okay, I will.
Like it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And just have that time to like actually take time with my skincare routine, because I feel like in the morning we're very go, go, go. Mm-hmm. But at nighttime we have this extra like 20 minutes to actually apply all our products and mm-hmm. pamper ourselves. And I like to do my lead mask and then I'll mm-hmm. do my hair scrubber with the hair oil and I'll do like all my serums and really take time to do my skincare routine and really enjoy it. But that is a simple pleasure I do not take for granted. I love my nighttime routines. I love getting into jammies mm-hmm. and applying my favorite hand lotion when I'm in bed. And I feel like a bougie mom, you know, in the movies, they're always applying their hand creams in bed. So that's what I like to do. I like to spray my pillow mist on mm-hmm. my pillow and be so extra. I just love it. I love my nighttime routine.
These are all, it's just an aggregation of little things. You know what I mean?
Yes. So one thing for me that will reset me from when I'm having a bad day is taking an everything shower mm-hmm. and really taking my time with it, like 2 hours in the evening. And I'll like, you know, do my hair mask and I'll mm-hmm. shave and I'll exfoliate and I'll wash every single inch of my body and scrub every inch of my body.
Clean girl.
Clean girl. Then I'll apply my lotions and my oils and I'll do a face mask and I'll blow out my hair and I'll feel myself. Just like taking that time for myself to reset, mm-hmm. literally it has cured every single bad day I've had, like just like an everything shower.
You're also getting very in your body, which I think is a really important thing for women in particular. I think it's important for everyone to be present, but I think that getting in your body and less in your mind, I think an everything shower is kind of like a catalyst for that, because mm-hmm. there's so many like things that you're putting on your skin and like the feelings and the time that you're taking. I started when I was especially going through my breakup with Joe, my, you know, actual breakup before we got back together. I started taking a shower, not completely in the dark, but like with like very dim lights. And there was something about it that really put me in my body. And that became a really simple pleasure. I'd play music and I'd just be in the shower. Yeah, like very romantic. And like there's something about the darkness that made me, I guess, less aware mentally. And it was just, I think it was the hot shower and the steam and like in the darkness with the music that was just so calming.
Yes.
So that, I feel like I need to bring that back for my nighttime routine for
sure.
Because I'm loving your nighttime routine. I feel like, well, I have a couple questions to specify.
Wait, I have another addition to what you said. Okay. Also, another thing I like to do is when I've had a very long day is I envision all the stress and anything that's on my mind being washed away with the water. Mm-hmm. And like as the water falls on me, I'm like, everything is like being washed out. Like all the stress, all the bad energy. And I am feeling refreshed right now.
It reminds me of like shower manifestation. Have you seen that where you like enter the shower and then you imagine that like your manifestations are, it's either like the things you don't want are falling off of you, but I think you focus more on the positive. So like you're transforming into like whatever you're manifesting or a person who has that thing in the shower. So when you step out of the shower, you're like visualizing yourself having this thing and you're like new and fresh and just like, you're there. You know what I mean? That reminds me of that. I feel like manifestation in general is such a simple pleasure. Whatever vehicle you're going to use, whether it's journaling or visualization or just having a moment in the morning to kind of center yourself and imagine, I guess, visualize yourself in a certain place, or if you're going to do a shower manifestation, these little rituals I think are so, so important for your daily happiness, but just like they're so easy and again, free.
Mm-hmm.
It is free to manifest things.
Don't stop daydreaming. Don't stop like having fun ideas and dreams, and don't feel like you have to be like in reality 24/7 and, you know, work 24. Just take the time to daydream. It's fun.
It's fun. And also reality will hit you whether you want it or to or not. Whether you imagine it or not, that's something I'm trying to really kind of swallow because I'm an anxious person. So I'm always like preparing myself for the bad, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, you're going to be prepared. You can handle it. I trust myself. One. Two, it'll happen whether you imagine it or not. So why don't we just like imagine something good so you can like day-to-day live happily. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's such a simple, simple pleasure. What are you reading right now?
I was reading The Art of Everyday Ecstasy, I think is the title.
That's a simple pleasure. Maybe that's the title of this episode, Everyday Ecstasy.
Wait, let me like read the actual title. And it was really good. And it has to do with like tantric way of living, incorporating like sex in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Also sex is an everyday simple pleasure.
Amazing.
Pleasuring yourself, whether it is with a partner or by yourself. The Art of Everyday Ecstasy.
The Art of Everyday Ecstasy.
It's really good. Highly suggest The 7 Tantric Keys of Bringing Passion, Spirit, and Joy into Every Part of Your Life.
That sounds like when I hear these, like especially that book, it feels very like feminine. Like it's giving like very, in your, again, in your body, kind of really getting in touch with your inner femininity, because we both have, we all have, you know, masculine and feminine in us. But there's, I'm definitely trying to take that leap more this year, is really getting in touch with my femininity and like kind of softening a little bit, because I think I softened a bit. I went through a breakup. I kind of started living alone and I had to just kind of become more in the masculine role again, where I was just kind of like, okay, I'm getting this done. I'm getting this done. I'm getting this done. And I kind of lost a little bit of that femininity that I was really honing in on before. So now I'm trying to like do that. I think also I just turned 30 and I feel like there's something about being in your 30s that feels so powerfully feminine to me as a woman, obviously. So I'm really getting in touch with, I'm writing that book down. I'm getting it for sure.
Yes. Cause 20s, I feel like you're still trying to figure everything out. You're still, I feel like, a little bit insecure and you're not sure about yourself. And I feel like 30s is when you're starting to figure out who you are. You're starting to become confident.
I feel very stable. Like even though I have the anxiety and things like that, I know how to deal with them now in a way that they don't bother me as much as they used to. And also, I guess now, and you probably relate because I feel like you're a very old soul, but I think that I just realized that no one knows what's going on and I'm done figuring things out. You know what I mean? I don't need to figure things out a lot of the time. I just need to like live day to day and try to learn how to be happy with the small, simple things, because that's what makes up your life, are these small, simple moments. Like you're saying, at the end of it, you're going to kind of judge the quality of your life based on these smaller daily things that you've done and how you've created a life for yourself this way. Which is why I like the idea of a morning routine, of a nighttime routine, because you're really just building up your quality of life with these little things. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. So, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place and all on your terms. I'm a huge fan of Squarespace. I have so many friends who use it for so many different reasons, whether they just want to create a beautiful website for themselves or if they're selling something online, whether it be like a product or a course or some kind of service. Squarespace just makes it so easy to build something beautiful on the internet. So for example, if you are selling products in an online store, Squarespace makes this so easy. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Very beginner friendly, by the way. If you want to sell a course, for example, Squarespace has all the tools you need to create and sell your own course. So you can start with a professional layout that fits your whole vibe. You can upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills and tailor your course with the powerful Fluid Engine Editor. Create engaging content your audience will love, and then you simply add a paywall and you set the price. You could charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. You can turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Another thing I love about Squarespace is they allow you to access your analytics so you can use your insights to grow your business, learn where your site visits and sales are coming from, and analyze which channels are the most effective for you. Improve your website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords or your most popular products and content. It really just is an all-in-one platform that makes it so easy for you to focus on other things like managing your business. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/note to self to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/note to self to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, so LED mask, which one are you using?
I'm using the Dr. Dennis Gross one.
That's
and
what I have
I think that's the one that helps with acne as well. And I've dealt with acne in the past. So I'm like, okay, I'll use the one that like helps with that.
Expensive, but not as simple, but that's one of my favorite things at night too.
Listen, if you use it every single day, and I've been using it every single day, I'm like, if I spend that money, I'm using it.
Yeah, every day.
So I guess it's worth it. Invest in your beauty and skincare. Mm-hmm. But also I feel like with having, you know, a strict morning routine and night routine and then working, I feel like it's also really important to prioritize your girlfriend time and like spend time with your girls, spend time with your friends. That is a simple pleasure, like having a good laugh with your friend in the car where you're like crying, laughing, you're peeing yourself.
Yeah.
That to me is priceless. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better.
Nothing better. It's connection, really.
It's connection.
And also with, I mean, even though it's bad to say, I love a shit talking session. Sometimes you just got to get it out, and not even in a way, in a way that you like. My friends and I, when we talk shit, we all know that like we are all hypocrites and we are all
doing the things. If you finish it being like, but who am I to judge? Then it just cancels it out.
It's fine. That's
and
fine.
That's a simple pleasure.
And we deeply carry that in us. I was actually, I've been doing a lot of research. I say research, I mean watching TikToks on the subject of gossip and how gossip is actually really helpful to society, but it's because it's like a woman thing. Typically it's like, oh, that's just the gossip. But it's really helpful to exchange information. And it's really, I think it used to keep us more safe. You know what I mean? Talking about, especially like dating, you see all these websites or Facebook groups that are like, are we dating the same guy? But as
that's the TikTok
peak. Yes. Literally peak gossip. And that's gossip for good.
Yeah. That's why TikTok cannot be banned.
Because
we need to know.
We need to keep finding these men in Vegas.
Yeah. Who's in the same living room.
Yes. We need to keep. Did you watch that girl from Vegas who was like, if your boyfriend or if your fiance was at the wet deck on whatever time for his bachelor party, he's cheating on you.
I would literally die.
Die. But I think like it reached like millions and millions of people. And so all these people are like now sleuthing.
I hope she finds out and she doesn't marry him.
Or there's also Brian with a Y. I saw that one where this girl was like, if you're married to a guy named, we think is Brian with a Y, he was making, the second he got off the phone with you and the child, like off FaceTime, when we were taking off, he was on the Wi-Fi making himself a Hinge dating profile in the place that they were going. And he pulled all of his photos from an album called Dating Apps on his phone. And then
jail.
He FaceTimed them upon landing.
Jail. Okay, so one time I was on the plane and I was, I don't know where I was, could have been like Vegas or something. And I was on this plane and this dad was sitting in front of me and he was with his kids and stuff. And I saw him going into WhatsApp and deleting a bunch of like sex. And I could see the naked photos. I could see the kissy faces, the kiss emojis. And I got the biggest pit in my tummy. I was like, I hope this man is like divorced. And I don't know, but why would you be deleting these things on a plane going back somewhere? I could not think about anything else the entire flight. I had so much anxiety over them. Men are trash.
How do they live with themselves? How do men sleep at night is the question that I have. Because imagine being so diabolical.
I think they deserve jail.
And then sleeping soundly.
No, literally jail.
They deserve nothing.
Karma.
They
Karma
deserve to be trapped on a secluded island altogether on their own until kind of like they're proven that they can exist in society like a normal fucking person.
It's disgusting, especially when you see grown ass men. Like, it's different if you're in your teens and you're dumb and stupid.
Yeah.
But seeing men in their 30s cheating, I'm like, get your life together.
The thing is, it's just like, I find it so weird in that sense. You're committed to somebody, right? Like you have children, maybe this person, you're married. To me, strong masculinity in my life is doing what you said you were going to do. So if you're committed, you're staying committed. Some people have open relationships. But how are you as a full-grown man going to be, I guess, controlled by your dick? That's embarrassing. That's so embarrassing to be controlled by your dick. That is so weak that it just like, it drives me insane, I guess, a little bit. And it makes me feel bad for anyone involved. The people, the person being cheated on, the person being cheated with, who does or doesn't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just, any children involved, it makes me so irrationally angry because it just feels so unnecessary.
It's crazy because the thing is that they want the person they're cheating with, but they also want to have that like family time, which to me is just nuts. And I don't know, I would just like leave.
Yeah.
Don't stay with someone who's cheating on you. You can do better. This is not real love.
No.
And I promise you, you deserve better. Don't do it for the family. Don't do it for anything. Like, your kids are better off, you know.
Not being around a dickhead all the time.
Not being around someone who cheats on their
mom. That's embarrassing. Oh my God. That'd be very embarrassing. It makes me so mad. A simple pleasure of mine is getting on TikTok and seeing those stories and seeing men being like, oh my God, get out of our business. And I'm like, yeah, you are all telling on yourselves. It's a very simple pleasure of mine. But those have been my favorite videos lately. I wish I could find them all using like a certain hashtag. Like, I feel like everyone outing a cheater needs to just use a certain hashtag and we can all go through and just like, be like, I know him. Because they're putting photos up. They're being like, this is him entering the plane. This is him exiting the plane.
I
no
love
face
that.
Photos, but like the back of him and then like describing them to a T.
I love that.
Like, I'm obsessed.
That's like girls like helping a girl out.
That is
like,
good gossip. That
I
is
love that.
Positive pleasure gossip. You know what I mean? Okay, so next, what else do we have on our list over here?
Another one I love is I have a playlist that is specifically made for me to listen to when I'm driving. And I don't listen to it ever when I'm not in my car.
Okay.
And driving. And it is my driving playlist. I just feel so good singing to all the songs out loud and like going on a drive, like a really chill drive, and listening to that playlist for me is golden. Like,
well, you recently started driving, right?
I recently started driving. I started driving. I got my license in April. It was really hard. And then I've been driving since December every day. And, you know, in LA, you have a lot of driving to do. You drive everywhere. So I love my driving playlist. I was singing to Lost in Japan.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes. Such a good song.
Yeah.
Singing, like screaming that song. And it's just like, it's like therapy. I feel good. I was like crying from happiness, just like being so grateful and thankful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The number of times I have cried singing in my car is shocking. I was actually just talking to my mom about this and my parents. I have, I guess it's called maybe frisson. I don't know if this is frisson. I don't know exactly what I'm talking about, but there are lots of songs that make me cry just because of the sound of them. I think there's something with like a harmony or something like they make me just sob crying. And I was sitting in my car this last week and I was like waiting to get my coffee. I was pulling up, I was in Scottsdale. So I was going to Dutch Bros. By the way, Dutch Bros, they have a protein latte. It's like protein milk with the latte.
Fuck.
so good. Does not taste weird at all. Like, tastes so good. So anyways, I'm waiting for my little protein latte and I'm trying to go through my list of songs, the songs that make me cry, to figure out like why they're making me cry. So I'm sitting there and I'm like going through the verses and I'm just like, no, 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 no. And suddenly like a chorus hits and I just start sobbing, crying. And then I'm like, cool, check. Like, it's like the most emotionless cry, but just like it's an immediate reaction. Mm-hmm. I had to pull up to get my coffee though. And I had realized, I was like, fuck, I've been like crying in my car the last 3 or 4 minutes, just going through songs and then sending them to my parents and being like, can we find like a common denominator in these songs? Because what is making me cry so much? You had to pull up and like, I had my sunglasses on really big and the woman could tell I'd been crying. But like, how do you explain to someone? Like, it was fine. I was just like testing out which choruses make me cry so I could like alert everyone around me. She looked at me and she was like, hey, like, how are things going today? And I was like, oh, they're good. They got me. I'm totally good. But there's a couple songs that really make me sob crying and I will play them on purpose in my car. And there's something that gives me a simple pleasure about that, yeah, for some like reason.
Happy cries. Mm-hmm. It's all happy cries. Just like thankful for the life we're living. Like, just like, it's just a gratitude type mm-hmm. of like cry.
It's like a release mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And there's mm-hmm. like you're saying too about a good laugh with your friend. There's something about like an extreme like crying, laughing release that's just like, wow, that was euphoric. It's like a drug. You know
literally,
what I mean?
Like, it really just is. Like being with your girlfriends and just like spending quality time. Mm-hmm. To me, there's nothing like it. Like when I think back at like my bachelorette where it was like all my best friends mm-hmm. together and it was just like the funnest, best times.
Where did y'all go?
Mykonos. Mm. It was really gorgeous.
Very Greek.
Very Greek.
That's amazing.
It was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But just having all your friends there and just like that's what matters, mm-hmm. really. That's what makes
it's a beautiful
a trip.
Thing.
Having a good group of girls.
Okay, let's do a few more.
Also, another simple pleasure that I feel like is a bit overlooked at is decluttering your house. Trust me, you mm-hmm. will feel so much better afterwards. Like not having a bunch of things to yeah. your name. And I'm sure you're feeling this right now. With
getting
moving.
Rid of my dining table today. I love that dining table. But getting rid of that today, having that picked up and just like removed, I'm just like, there's something euphoric about it.
Euphoric.
But I also think, so I'm also doing this thing with like things that I don't really feel like selling. Like I had to buy a microwave, for example, for this apartment. So I'm doing on my Buy Nothing group in Beverly Hills. I'm just like listing all this stuff and being like, if you can come pick this up today, you can have it. So it's like a coffee table I gave away on there and like my microwave. And getting rid of all these little things is, in clearing out my apartment, really is giving me so much less day-to-day anxiety. You're really alleviating a lot of anxiety, not only because it's helping me clear it out to move, but it's just like there's open space and like I just have less stuff. Mm-hmm. And getting it marked off my to-do list is so beautiful. So I think decluttering is such
yes.
a good one.
You don't need a bunch of things. This is why I like low-key stopped going to Target because mm-hmm. I would find myself like buying little decor things.
Yeah.
They are dust collectors. Mm-hmm. You do not need a bunch of seasonal things. Well, of course, Christmas, I like to buy some
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
but like, you do not need a bunch of silly little things. Mm-hmm. It's just so, you feel so much better decluttering.
Why do we love little things as a woman, as women so much? We just like love little nesting things.
You know what
things.
I love? My mm-hmm. guilty pleasure is a notebook.
Yeah.
Like a new fresh notebook. I'm like, this is going to be it. This is going to be the one where mm-hmm. I'm going to write every single day
my
of my life.
My dreams are coming true. Yeah.
What I write one time and I'm like,
Okay. Now I want a new one.
I forget about it.
Yeah.
A new notebook. Mm-hmm. Even when I go to Target, I'm like, oh, I really want this cute notebook with the strawberries outside. This is going to change my life.
Yes,
this is going to help
this
me.
This will be my notebook for like one specific list that I like to make every day. That's how I am. I have a million notebooks and I'll write in them for various things. Like I just got a project notebook from Urban Outfitters and it's massive. Like it's like one of those like big but like super thin ones. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so satisfying. But there's like a project calendar in there.
Mm.
And that's like my new type of notebook. So it's not the empty one or it's not a gratitude journal, but I have my new project one. Mm-hmm. Which of course I'm doing my notes and stuff on my like Notion digitally.
Yeah.
But there's something about writing them down. I'm like,
yes,
this is great.
Until you get sick of it and or you forget about it mm-hmm. and then you never touch it.
Yes. And also simple pleasure, you're a favorite pen.
A favorite pen that
going
glides
to Target,
perfectly.
Getting my little pens. I mm-hmm. forgot what they're called, but they're like the ballpoint ones. I love those.
I love
writing a list with a thin,
smooth pen.
Yes, that's a great simple
a
pleasure.
A bad pen will like fuck up my diary. Mm.
What are you even doing if you're using a bad pen? It negates the whole like the notebook, the pleasure
literally.
Of the notebook. You know what I mean?
Literally.
Okay, so I want to share a couple that people have submitted. Some of these, like I did a little like submit your simple pleasure, and like I got so many, but like half of them are like leaving the country. And I'm like, girls,
that's not a simple pleasure.
Not simple. That seems pretty complicated. Yes. Fun, but complicated. So I'm just gonna go through it at random because there's so many. Let's see. Okay, this is specific. Ginger, lemon, poppy, and a cute glass over ice with a wavy straw.
Oh, love.
Wow. I love that. That's anytime, like very specific.
Yes. Anytime mm-hmm. you're drinking like a soda, mm-hmm. pour it on a wine glass with some ice. Trust me, it makes it in an occasion. It's like you feel bougie. You feel yes. fancy.
I got my wine glasses. I got the cutest ones from Etsy. I just searched like kind of like unique wine glasses or something.
Really?
I'm buying a lot of stuff on Etsy. That's a simple pleasure for me, is buying like little kind of cheapy things on Etsy. Like when I want something, for example, wine glass. I got a lot of my baseball like attire, the custom stuff mm-hmm. I got from Etsy.
Wow.
Which is, they're so cute. I got this cute little like
vintage
embroidered vintage. Yes. And then I got like a custom white tee that has like embroidery that says Brewers on it. That's just like sick. A little navy embroidered tee. It's so cute. Then I got one from the same company. I've linked them on my Instagram a million times if you want to see, because you can customize anything on there.
Sick.
And any color too. So I got one it's like a navy long sleeve with Joe's number on it, and it says Brewers on it. It's so freaking cute. So Etsy's been like a great simple pleasure supporter for me, because like when I'm having my coffee in the morning, I want a cute mug.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm having my beverage, we love our beverages. Okay. You want a cute wine glass. And I've had like the cute little like wavy stem wine glasses from Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
I love a poppy. I love the cherry. I think it's the cherry cola flavor maybe, or like the dark cherry flavor from poppy is my fave.
That's good. My favorite mm-hmm. one is the orange one. The orange yeah. poppy tastes mm-hmm. exactly like a Fanta. Exactly.
It does. They do that one
so
well.
It's so good. I'm like,
that
fuck.
One and the root beer. I think the root beer, I'm not a huge root beer girl, but the root beer does taste spot on to me.
Another one is opening a crisp, cold Diet Coke
mm-hmm.
when you need a fresh sip of something.
Yes.
And you're eating something kind of like dirty, you know? Mm-hmm. And a Diet Coke just pairs perfectly with something like that.
When I am hungover, I require a crisp Coca-Cola, and I have one in my fridge. Like my friends will come over, like if we pregame at my house, my friend Iman, who's like the most thoughtful person ever, will just like bring me a cold glass Coca-Cola.
No Diet Coke?
No Diet Coke. Okay. I can't do it. The sugar is so bad, but I need to have, I need the yes. sugar. I love a Coca-Cola that's just like in a glass.
Do you like a Mexican cola?
Mm-hmm.
Those are so good.
So good. And when I'm hungover in the morning at all, if I need like that extra sugar.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I literally am like 9 a.m. Coca-Cola. Okay. That's my simple pleasure. Not good for you, simple pleasure. Okay. So this girl like put in a lot of, actually like in the bulk of her submissions, but I agree with this one. And this is something that moving to Milwaukee, Joe and I are like, we need to meal prep our meals and like to have our snacks for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Again, kind of like my Coca-Cola moment, not the healthiest snacks, but the things that make me happy and remind me of my childhood. So I'm going to be meal prepping queso. Duh, need to have that all the time. In my family, we have queso before like every dinner.
It's like your salad.
Yeah. Like that's literally what we have before every dinner, chips Love. And queso. So this one is specific chips and salsa combos, like Julio's chips and Rosa Chipotle salsa. Julio's chips, I have to buy because I don't have them anywhere that I've seen, at least outside of Texas and grocery stores. They're yellow. I buy them on Amazon in packs of three. These are the best chips of my entire life. The best tortilla chips I've ever had.
Can try now.
They are so freaking good. We're also going to make our own salsa, I think. I'm getting mm-hmm. home. The dips are really important to me, and it's very like Tex-Mex. In Texas, we have a lot of specifically Tex-Mex food, which is like a mix mm-hmm. of Mexican and kind of American food, or Texas food, I guess. So it's not like completely Mexican food. It has its own like kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of that. And we're also prepping our sweet tea for the week.
What is your go-to snack for a game? What do you pack?
So when it comes to going to baseball games, this is also my simple pleasure, I guess. When I enter the stadium, I have to go get the crispest, most cold beer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a brand? Has to be draft. So it depends on what the stadium has. Like I know that in Milwaukee, Miller Lite brews there, but I've also heard that there is a beer that you can only get in Wisconsin mm-hmm. that they might have there. But I don't go into like the family's entrance, because typically like you'll go in the family entrance and you can either go down and sit like in the stands, or you can go sit up typically like in the box, because sometimes all the guys will get together and get a box for the wives and girlfriends and the families. So typically at like club level, they didn't have like draft beers at Joe's last stadium. So like I would just like go in a fully separate entrance just so I could go get my draft beer. and my hot dog. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. Again, not the not like a healthy, simple pleasure. Do I feel like I should go run a marathon after? No.
What are your toppings on the hot dog?
I love relish. I love just ketchup, mustard.
Yes, yeah. Love.
Sometimes I'll just do ketchup, mustard.
Relish, ketchup, mustard.
Yeah. If y'all are LA-based, which I know a lot of people in LA listen to this podcast, the Dodger dog at Dodger Stadium is my favorite, but you cannot get the Dodger dog that's from the normal concessions because those are boiled hot dogs. They have places where you have the actual Dodger dog, which is different than the boiled one. They call it the Dodger dog at the things, but you need to like do some research and get a good one because those are so good. And I know hot dogs are disgusting. I think that the real Dodger dog is full beef, but a full beef hot dog, I have just a thing for, I just love hot dogs. You know, growing up in the 90s America, I guess, mm-hmm. of
I
me.
I love a good hot dog.
Be like, oh, I love a hot dog and a Coca-Cola.
So, it hits different. I love a corn dog too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love a corn
love dog. Love a corn dog.
Those are my favorite. So yeah, these little snacks, chips and salsa, like the number of times when I was growing up that I would just like go downstairs, grab the big bag of chips and then like put a ton of salsa in a bowl and bring it upstairs to like snack on while
and
I was watching
healthy.
TV.
It's not unhealthy.
It is pretty healthy. It's not bad for you. Okay, let's see. Afternoon decaf iced latte.
Oof, love.
Mm, I love that one.
You know what I'll do? Mm. I'll take like a protein powder and mm-hmm. I'll add a shot of espresso.
Okay.
I'll add half a frozen banana, some mm-hmm. ice, some almond milk, and I'll blend that and it'll be the most delicious frozen latte smoothie mm-hmm. you've ever had.
Such a good idea. The protein, because we all need to get our extra protein in.
Yes. I'm trying to build a booty.
Oh, I'm trying to build
it's
anything.
It's so hard.
I got back to working out this week and I feel more like myself already. I love when I can get in a routine. I guess that's a little bit of a simple pleasure. Even if it's like 30 minutes or so, if I can't get the full workout done, I don't like guilt myself. I just like do as much as I can, but because mm-hmm. it's so helpful, I feel like for like my dopamine, honestly, just day to day.
But having a dog, don't you think that helps with like getting your steps in and
oh,
stuff?
Oh yeah. My steps are good. Like I'm always a walker. I love to walk.
How many steps do you do a day?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't track, but I do walk mostly everywhere. Like I'll get up, I'll go walk Winnie. We'll go to get our coffee. I'll come back, maybe walk up to the gym.
Now we can say where you live. Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills. I live
90210, baby.
I live like two blocks from that, the new Saks. It's like the two city blocks. Maybe it's three city blocks behind that new Saks. And it
close is close to Bristol Farms?
Close to, it's like the other direction. It's close to Roxbury Park.
Okay.
Which I take Winnie to as well. It's a fun, like kind of simple pleasure too. Iman and I will meet at the park and I have a park blanket. Not at Dog People, but at Roxbury Park.
Okay.
But I do go to Dog People. That's like a little more pricey though, I feel like, to call it a simple
pleasure.
You
have to pay to go to a dog park?
Dog People, you have to, it's a membership and your dog gets approved. You have to like do all this stuff with their vaccinations and everything. So they have to have proof of vaccination.
Soho House or what?
Literally Soho House, like when he's the member. And what I like about it is it has, because it's membership based, they have all the information on all the dogs. So you mm-hmm. do have their vet records. So you do know that everyone, like all the dogs are up to date. Mm-hmm. And then you have to be temperament tested. So you have to bring the dog in for like about an hour and they wear a special collar and the referees, because there's referees there, mm-hmm. watch your dog specifically. And then they allow you to pass and become a member, or you fail and you have to like come back later when your dog acts better. So there's like limited fighting. There's also no like outside food. You don't bring toys or treats or anything like that. So like the dogs are truly just running around playing with each other. Mm-hmm. And then they have a bar. They have a coffee shop. And then like you...
Spare one?
Literally. It's yeah, literally. I wish. And they have like food too on the weekends. That's actually really good.
I live in LA. Of course my dog has a dog membership.
Of course they have a dog membership. She's... Yeah, they'll be like, is this Winnie? And I'm like, yeah, I'm the guest. Thanks so much.
Oh my God. That's
but she
insane.
Loves it. She loves it. So I wouldn't say that's a simple pleasure because that took like a lot of time. But when we go to the regular park, yeah, money too. When we go to the regular park, though, I'll let her say I had other dogs and everything. But I have a park blanket that I got from Amazon that was like $20. And it is massive and it doesn't like let any, I guess, water from the ground come up. So it's not like sitting on a blanket or something. It's like almost like plasticky or something.
Oh, I like that.
It is amazing. That is such a simple pleasure, a time at the park.
What about walking barefoot? At the park,
yes.
And like grounding yourself.
I need a grounding mat for our new place, actually. But yeah, I would love to like live somewhere too where I could just go outside and like be in grass.
I feel like the good thing about living somewhere where we're close to the beach is like mm-hmm. we can just drive.
Yeah.
We say that, but we never do it.
I never do it. I'm never over there, but I will. I'm moving close to one of the lakes, like one of the Great Lakes, mm-hmm. and I'll be able to like walk to the water And at that point, it's so big, it like looks like the beach. So I'm excited for that for sure. But yeah, walking around has been great. But having my mentally preparing to be like, okay, I'm going to lift weights Monday, Wednesday, Friday is such like a simple thing for me. And you can find, you know, ways to do this online and stuff like that. I think that getting back to working out has reminded me, even though I've done it literally one day, I'm like, fuck, this is why I do that. Mm-hmm. I feel put together. I feel so much better. Like my mental health is so much better already. Okay, let's do a couple more. Okay, opening the blinds and having my room flood with sunlight in the morning.
That's why I don't even close my blinds ever. Mm-hmm. Sleep with the blinds open. Oh, I want to be woken up with the sun. Mm-hmm. I open my windows. I want to hear the birds chirping.
Yeah.
And another thing is, if you can have any of your meals, if you can eat them outside, do that. Mm-hmm. Like I will order myself like an acai bowl, or like I'll make myself something and I'll go outside and eat it and listen to the birds chirping. And I'm like, oh,
it's so beautiful.
Life is worth living.
It is. The chirping of the birds. What is that that makes everyone calm?
Yes.
I love it in the
morning. I get a lot of bird chirping around where I live.
Really? Same, so do I. I feel very lucky for that. I'm actually sad to leave that one for sure. Okay. Eating a girl dinner alone with the perfect show.
Yes. I'll make huge salad in those like big like glass like mixing bowls and I'll add like croutons and my favorite dressing and chicken and make it crispy and yummy. And then I'll literally get into jammies, fresh, clean jammies, and I'll watch Real Housewives and we'll listen to women screaming at each other. And I'm like, oh, this is the simple pleasure.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
And then, oof, if I do a little sip of the poppy.
While it's happening. Oh my God, that so good. My girl dinner time. I do a real girl dinner to me is very satisfying. Like I'm now that I'm moving in 5 seconds, I haven't gone to the grocery store. So like I have my girl dinner last night. Joe had ordered me like just some dinner that he like surprised me with. So
cute.
It was so cute. I got some of that the night before. So then I had my girl dinner last night with like the leftover chicken. And then I had like some random vegetables. And then I had like some random chips and salsa, of course. And then I had like some frozen dark cherries that I like defrosted for dessert with like other fruits and stuff. And then some like toast. Like the most random thing ever, but a girl dinner like that makes me so happy. I totally get it. Okay. This one says playing lo-fi beats while I do chores. I've been doing bossa nova, but like it makes me like get up and want to do stuff, even more than a podcast sometimes. Just like mentally turning off and just like cleaning.
Listen to the music your parents used to listen to when you were a kid.
Yes.
It's also a nice one.
Oh my God, I listen to a lot of Johnny Cash for that reason. It makes me very nostalgic.
I used to listen to a lot of Elvis. That was my...
That's a very nostalgic with all the Elvis movies too. I feel like I'm back on the Elvis stuff. Okay, let's see. We'll do one more. This is a little list that we've been given. Matching sets, new piercings, first sip of a smoothie, and cold Prosecco on a warm vacation.
Ooh. Cold Prosecco? I don't know. I like a cocktail.
Yeah, I like that too. I
like a frozen margarita.
I think it's my intro drink. I'm okay with Prosecco or a champagne. Like I did a little girl's day yesterday at the Waldorf. And they brought us out we got a massages and they brought us out some cold, really chilled champagne. And I was like, I mean, don't tempt me with a good time.
Yes.
There was something about that, but it was almost like an unexpected simple pleasure.
Yes. I won't order champagne, but if it's offered.
Yeah. If it's offered, I'll drink a little bit of it for sure.
Listen to this. Frozen margarita on the beach. Smoke a little.
Yeah.
A little high.
Oh my God.
You get a nice sandwich. You fill it with chips and you eat it. At the beach.
And then you lay and like the breeze is happening. I'll lay in the sun and then I'll move over to under an umbrella and then I'll take a little nap. That's the best day of my life. But I'm more of a pina colada girl on vacation. I genuinely love pina colada so much.
I love a pina colada.
So good.
I love a daiquiri, like a strawberry daiquiri.
Freezing cold. God, I love it.
Also taking a gummy and scrolling on TikTok.
Just emptiness. Like your brain turns off.
I just like laugh at everything. You know, I go to Jake Shane's videos when I'm high.
Yes.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
I'm laughing. Yes.
Crying.
I love him.
Thank God
for TikTok. Oh my God. That's really helped me so much in my life. All right. So closing out here, let's do a little note to ourselves for the week. You can think on yours for a second because I have to think on mine for a second.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What?
Just like something you may need to hear this week, something that you, I don't know, plan to do this week for yourself. Kind of just a little note to check in with yourself and be like, you need this, or congratulations for this, or acknowledging something good that you've done. I think that so far I'm this week, and this will be, you know, a week late for me, so I'll already be in Milwaukee, but I want to give myself a pat on the back for being able to kind of pivot when I need to and commit to, like, let's say moving to fucking Milwaukee, where I've never been in my entire life, and doing it alone for this first week and a half because Joe won't be there. I think that I need to acknowledge, even though I'm stressed about like the logistics of it all, I need to acknowledge that I'm good at doing stuff like this, and I'm proud of myself for being like just getting it done.
Yes.
Getting everything sold, getting money taken care of, getting the car shipped, getting the movers, you know, ready, getting the new apartment like leased, and I have a plan for what I'm going to do when I get there. I'm just proud of myself for being able to do that and do so
yes.
somewhat easily.
You can do anything you set your mind to. Mm-hmm. This is just showing you how strong you are. You can do anything. If you want to move, you can move. You can do it. You know, don't underestimate, don't undersell yourself. You're yeah. strong. You're but independent.
I think I just overlook it because it's something I've done so much in my life that I forget it's like a skill. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's hard for people to do that sometimes. And for me, I don't give myself enough credit to be like, okay, you are adaptable. And that's such a good skill to have.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm like, well, some people are more adaptable. You know what I mean? Like, you just talk to yourself that way. So I want to tell myself today and this week, you are adaptable and congratulations. You're the best.
You are the best. You are perfect.
Okay, what's your note to yourself?
My note to myself is to not be too hard on myself. Mm-hmm. That, you know, when you're starting to, like, you know, get your shit together, starting to get on a health kick and stuff, not every day is going to look the same. Mm-hmm. Take it a day at a time. Be easy with yourself and take your vitamins. Take your fucking vitamins.
Oh my God, take your fucking vitamins.
I'm so bad at taking my vitamins.
Same.
And I remember to do it. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'll do it a little later. I like self-sabotage.
Or I'll take double tomorrow yes. or something. I told Joe this literally 2 days ago. I was like, listen, you need to hold me accountable for the vitamins. We need to have vitamin time. And when I say like, no, I'm too lazy, I'll do it tomorrow, whatever, I'll do it tonight, I'll take like all of them tonight. You need to be like, fuck no, get up. We're taking the vitamins.
It is so easy. Hard for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start messaging you. I took my vitamins.
You need a vitamin accountability partner.
You need a vitamin accountability partner. My mom is always on my case being like, did you take your iron? Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck.
I don't want to.
It's so hard.
It is.
Taking your vitamins, but you have to commit.
Yes.
And I'm trying to like get my hair to grow, mm-hmm. you know, be on my Nutrafol grind.
They need to be part of a romanticized thing. So like I was thinking about having my like tea. And I always have the vitamins when I have the tea. But then I'm like, is that going to make me hate the tea? Because I yes. take my vitamins.
And then one day you don't drink the tea and then you don't take the vitamins. Yeah. And it's like
the worst
taking
thing.
Your vitamins is
how can we congratulate? We have to like almost give ourselves like a gold star. Oh my God.
We should buy ourselves a Birkin every time we take them.
Oh, perfect. Joe?
It's a simple pleasure.
It's a simple pleasure. I literally need to make like a sheet and just have like stars. I'm like, okay, check. Vitamin check.
You know what I do? I get yummy, lemmy gummy mm-hmm. vitamins. And it's like a treat.
Smart.
So I'm like, I'm craving a little sweet treat. And I'm like, I'm going to take my lemmies because they're so delicious.
To try the lemmies. I've heard
lemmies
really good things.
Are so good. You have to try the glow, mm-hmm. the purr, mm-hmm. and which one? The sleep. The sleep okay. knocks me the fuck out. They
Can
taste
you
so good.
Do you have an Aura ring?
What?
Do you have an Aura ring?
I don't.
I lost my freaking third Aura ring at this point. Ugh. So I didn't want to buy a new one. But now I'm starting to realize I want to like see how I'm sleeping. So I might have to repurchase. But I want to know what the Lemmy Gummy does to the Aura ring analytics.
Yes.
We'll figure that one out.
And then I tried yesterday, actually. I tried this new vitamin and it literally tastes like chocolate. It's like the most insane thing ever. Mm. Tastes like chocolate, but it's like infused with magnesium and all that good thing. And you take it before you go to bed. So good. So I think that's like a fun way to take your vitamins. Just
I need
make
to know what
yummy.
That is, by the
yeah,
way.
Yes, I included them in my vlog.
Okay, cool.
I'll text you.
If you'll need to know what it is, just go watch her vlog.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on
Thank
today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. It felt like, you know, two
just
girls
chatting. Yeah. Can you tell us where to find you on social media if people don't
yes.
follow you already?
So you can find me on TikTok. TikTok is my main thing. It's at Anastasia. Simple, easy. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is Anastasia Dupi. My YouTube is Anastasia Dupi.
Where podcast?
Else am I? Oh, podcast Confessions by Anastasia. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora Box,
yeah.
wherever you get your podcast fixed. And let's be besties.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.